May 2, in times of trial. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Christ dwells in him who receives him by faith. Though trials may come upon the soul, yet the Lord's presence will be with us. The burning bush in which was the Lord's presence did not consume away. The fire did not extinguish a fiber of the branches. Thus will it be with the feeble human agent who puts his trust in Christ. The furnace fire of temptation may burn, persecution and trial may come, but only the dross will be consumed. The gold will shine brighter because of the process of purification. Greater is he that is in the heart of the faithful than he that controls the hearts of unbelievers. Complain not bitterly of the trial which comes upon you, but let your eyes be directed to Christ, who has clothed his divinity with humanity, in order that we may understand how great his interest in us, since he has identified himself with suffering humanity. He tasted the cup of human sorrow. He was afflicted with all our afflictions. He was made perfect through suffering. Tempted in all points like as humanity is tempted, in order that he might succor those who are in temptation. He says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 12. He will make a man precious by abiding with him, by giving unto him the Holy Spirit. He says, If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke chapter 11, verse 13. The Lord has instructed us to call God our Father, to regard him as the fountain of paternal affection, the source of the love that has been flowing from century to century through the channel of the human heart. All the pity, compassion, and love which have been manifested in the earth, have emanated from the throne of God, and compared to the love that dwells in his heart, are as a fountain to an ocean. His love is perpetually flowing forth to make the weak strong, to make the faint-hearted firm, and give moral courage to the wavering. God works through Christ, and man may come unto the Father in the name of the Son. Our science and our song is here what the Lord hath done for my soul. Signs of the Times, March 5, 1896.